Here's Campbell, first down, looking, throwing. Gordon caught it. He's at the 35, 40, 45, 50. Here he goes. 35, 30. Bye-bye, Gordon. Touchdown.
With Pro Bowl talent Josh Gordon's future uncertain this season, it is an opportunity to step up for four new Browns wide receivers. All come with experience and a competitive nature crucial to the team's success.
You know, I came in an era when, competition was the definition of who they picked. You know, when I got to Minnesota, they had Randy Moss, but everybody else had to fight for their spot. And if I can embrace whoever it is, whether it's guys my age or younger guys that are competing for my spot or want my spot, then at the end of the day, the best product's going to be put on the field.
I agree, man. I think the best thing about the competition, just speaking from a receiver standpoint, is I think the best competitions come when you have guys that are just going out there working hard. And I think that's what you have with the receivers from, you know, all of us down to the undrafted rookies, to Josh, to Travis, you name it. Guys are just coming out here not worried about what the next guy is doing, you know, because you can't control that. You come out, you do your job, you bust your butt and make yourself better as a football player. And I think that brings the competition out in itself because you have guys that are, you know, working hard and putting their best stuff on the field.
You challenge each other too, though. I mean, there ain't no drop-offs. If you come back from a play, you know, you're going to tell me, hey, you know, you got to catch that, or you could have ran a better route. And, you know, nobody's holding their tongue, and it's not coming from a bitter place. It's like, we all brothers, and if we want each other to shine, then we're going to be as critical and as accountable as we need to be.
So this is a challenge to all my teammates and anybody across the NFL. If you want it with me, just let me know. We can have an Instagram battle, Twitter battle. You know, I do have a suit line, so I have an edge on you, but I am one of the most fashionable guys out there in the business.
Off the field, Nate Burleson is his own biggest fan. He is a talker and comes with no shortage of confidence.
He is probably the best storyteller, most animated. When he tells a story, like, I really, like, peek up with interest, and I, like, lean in, and I'm just like, oh, man, what is he telling us today? And he's got a lot of knowledge, so that's that.
But Nate would talk to anybody, man. He's a social butterfly, man. He is Mr. Personality.
I'm like the man when I walk through. It's like a full speed out here. These other boys walk through. So you get that? That's how I get back. I get these DBs to break. I call that Kit Kat. No chit-chat. I'm in the deep.
Old spirit in its truest essence. You know how, like, you're at a family reunion, and you know that uncle that's kind of crazy, but
he's old. The drunk uncle.
Yeah, he's kind of the drunk uncle.
You can say it.
That's in the background, but he yells the random stuff.
Yeah.
And at first you're like, that was weird, but it's always
very
funny.
Inappropriate.
That's him.
We're gonna start the day with special teams. It's gonna be kick return and kickoff. One, two, play. We gotta make some plays, all right? Get your hands on the ball security, all that good. To the house on three. One, two, three. To the house.
Ant said I'm a good storyteller. I'm more just animated. I got a lot of energy. I use my hands to throw people off. But Miles, his stories, I don't know if it's the content his life experiences, by far, hands down.
Best story that I've been around.
Funniest.
It's a lot of build-up.
But he's also just a funny dude because he'll say stuff that he's really not trying to be funny about.
It is hilarious.
But it's hilarious.
I'm going to talk about Hawk.
Okay.
Hawk, in the beginning of the day, is like an assassin.
Yeah.
I mean, he walks out here, I'm like...
No friends. We have no relationship.
Zero.
Think about it. He's not like... You don't have a little man person complex. You know what I'm saying? Short guys usually do.
Right.
But it's like... Almost like an angry man a little bit. Just kind
of
like...
a little bit of that.
He's just kind of mad. But it's almost like it fuels him. Because he runs routes, man. He's like... he's shaking everybody. I'm watching. I'm getting shook. You know what I'm saying? But that's Hawk, though. And then when he's done, he's just like, he's in a good mood. He's laughing. He's joking.
I told him today that he got me energy today. Because I was having a bad day. He came out dead serious again. Same deal. I said, all right. I got a lock.
You got a lock in.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to check yourself.
Where was I?
What was I doing?
I got a lock in.
Tonight will mark the first time that Burleson, Armstrong, Austin, and Hawkins step onto the first Energy Stadium field wearing their orange and brown proud. For the former Bengals speedster, Hawkins knows all about the electric environment.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, man. I get a little emotional before games and playing. You know, I played in the Brown Stadium before against them on the other side of it. I know how passionate they are, and that was always something that we talked about before we played there, is that was something we had to overcome. So to be on the right side of it now, it's going to be exciting, man. And I think it's going to be a good time.
I think anytime you come out the first time of the year in any stadium, there's going to be a little bit of anxiety. But I feel like this stadium, especially coming out here, knowing how passionate the fans are, knowing how much buzz is going around the city. I know it's just going to be a crazy, crazy, you know, amount of energy coming out of there, and I'm just excited to be a part of it and witness it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it for a couple reasons. I feel like you only get so many opportunities to make a first impression, and for all of us, this is our first impression to Cleveland. And if we can go out there and just play well, let alone one of us get in the end zone and you just see the excitement in us, which means that we're going to give everything we got for the full 16 games plus some and try to bring something special. I know about the Midwest, and I know that football is something that's needed here. It's not just a casual watch sport in this city. So this first impression means a lot for me. Just like Hawk said, I'm going to get emotional, and believe me, I'm going to show up to show out.
Coming up next on Building the Browns, stadium upgrades galore will provide the ultimate in-game experience. President Alex Scheider provides an all-access pass to what's new and exciting at First Energy Stadium.
Once again, if you scan in this background here, you'll see lower-level seats in that corner where we used to have a gap. You'll see the same thing in that corner on the other end zone and the other end zone. And what we've done is we've replaced some of the less desirable seats with more desirable seats.